This weekend, our region boasts new music, old music, noise music, country rock music, and a fusion of salsa music and indie rock. The fourth annual Basilica Soundscape, a so-called anti-festival, takes place at Basilica Hudson today through Sunday, and features a number of the UK's leading experimental electronic musicians, including Blank Mass, Actress, and Haxan Cloak. Also performing are Seattle-based artist Perfume Genius and the Los Angeles noise rock band Health. They'll be joined by Michigan noise legends Wolf Eyes, Calgary post-punks Viet Cong, Norwegian singer and composer Jenny Vahl, experimental folk project Circuit des Yeux, psychedelic folk project Way's Blood, and traditional Indian tabla and sitar music. The event also includes film screenings, readings, dance parties, and art exhibits. Perhaps best known as one half of the husband and wife folk duo, Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Arion, Johnny Arion taps into his own roots as an alt-country rocker with his new band U.S. Elevator, which makes its live debut at Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday night. The group's new album is due out in a month or two, and I've heard it. It boasts a melodic blend of sounds that marry Tonight's the Night era Neil Young to the more psychedelic side of the Beatles. Some of U.S. Elevator's group harmonies will remind listeners of Crosby, Stills, and Nash or the Hollies. A few tunes on the album have the spiritual vibe of All Things Must Pass by George Harrison, while others rock hard like Neil Young with his band Crazy Horse. Performer and choreographer Miguel Gutierrez presents the world premiere of his dance theater performance trilogy, Age and Beauty, at the Fisher Center at Bard College, tonight through Sunday. The Brooklyn-based performance artist's new program, exploring middle age and celebrating queerness, art making, and mortality, is the result of a 3-week live arts Bard residency. Contemporaneous, a 21-member new music ensemble that performs the works of living composers through innovative concerts, commissions, recordings, and educational programs, performs a free concert at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown on Saturday at 3. The concert will be held outdoors on the Spencer Terrace at the Clark Stonehill Center. The program includes music by Dylan Mattingly, Connor Brown, and Frederick Zevsky. The Williamsburg Salsa Orchestra, known for playing salsified versions of indie rock songs by the likes of Arcade Fire, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, TV on the Radio, and Animal Collective, kick off the new MCLA Presents season on the MCLA Quad outside in front of the newly renovated Bowman Hall in North Adams on Saturday at 3. Calling Brooklyn, New York home, Williamsburg Salsa Orchestra is an 11-member band that combines the attitude of a rock band and the grooves of classic New York salsa. And finally, the Williams Chamber Players will perform an eclectic program of ballads, chamber works by Ravel and Brahms, and a setting of Robert Lowell's poetry by Frederick Schiraff in their first concert of the season in Brooks Rogers Recital Hall on the Williams College campus tonight at 8 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.